Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
David, can you tell us a little bit about landing page optimization?
Sure, yeah. Landing page optimization is the ability for you to be able to improve your website pages in order to gain an end result. So that sometimes may be a download. It sometimes may be getting people to stay on your site and travel through it a certain way. But the whole idea of landing page optimization is actually taking the analytics from a website, looking at what's going on with the pages, and taking a specific page, a view to actually improving not only the user journey around it, but potentially certain aspects of that. So it may be improved call to actions, it may be improved visibility of certain content, it may be streamlining of the page, all with a view to potentially converting business.
So it could be something as simple as making the button a bit bigger or making it brighter.
That's right, yeah. Like I say, a lot of this is tied to analytics of the website and actually understanding how you can optimise a page. And optimisation means different things to different people. But in the main, landing page optimisation is looking to improve the performance of that page, be it speed, be it usability, be it navigation, or be it just, you know, generally looking better and converting more business.
And how can optimising a page to make it easier to use by the user benefit a business?
So again, landing page optimization can be one page within a site, or it can be a microsite, so it can be just a one-page site that you're looking to optimise. There are also other aspects, so it can be A-B testing, i.e. you're using different landing pages to work out what works well with clients or customers. But in terms of how that can benefit a business, ideally, the landing page work that you're going to do will have an aim or a goal. So the business may be looking at the analytics and saying, for example, on a contact page, people just aren't completing the form and they've no idea why. So using analytics and certain tools within the website, the business can actually look to improve the performance of that contact page and potentially get people to contact them. And it may be a variety of reasons that business actually wants to improve a page, but we can go into that later in a different podcast.
In order to increase conversions, what key areas should a business be focusing on?
So to improve conversions on a page, which is ultimately why you're optimising your landing page, there are several factors which a company can focus on in order to improve that. The first one is to look at the analytics and to find out why people are not doing what they want them to do on that page. It may be that there needs to be a form filled in, which they're not doing. It may be that they need to click on a button, which they're not finding. It may be that they need to be engaged by a certain bit of content in order to go somewhere else, and they're just not being engaged. So one of the key factors I think a business can focus on within the analytics itself is actually finding out why people are dropping away and where they're dropping away from. As soon as you've started to identify some of the holes within the site, then you can start to plug some of those holes before they actually reach them.
It sounds like there are some great tools available. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious tools that you can use are the analytical tools. So, for example, Google Analytics. It's a huge tool. It's been around for a long, long time, and it's had a long time to establish itself. So there's so much functionality within that application a lot of people don't even use that comes in really handy when optimising a page, when understanding what's going on within a website. Now you can use tools that sit above the web page and actually look at the user experience and the user journey around the page. So potentially identifying where the cursor's travelling around that page before they even click. So those tools are really good for identifying where the user's actually browsing around the site before they do something. So some of those tools are really good. There are also bundles of other tools which I'm sure we'll go into in future podcasts.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.